On June 4th, Governor Andy Beshear announced cuts to foster care payments, Medicaid reimbursements, senior meals, and family assistance, and blamed the General Assembly's budget for forcing his hand.
1 week later, he stood at the same podium and announced he'd found $30 million to undo about half of it. And then he said the quiet part loudly. If legislators or the Attorney General want to challenge this in court, his words, the money's already moved.
All they'd be doing, he said, is taking it away from foster families. Today, the tug of war over who actually controls Kentucky's money after a budget passes, and why Lexington drivers just started paying more at the pump because of the same fight. From the Lexington Times, this is Town Branch, the stories running under Lexington. I'm Kay.
And I'm Pete. Quick map of the field. Kentucky has a Democratic governor and a Republican supermajority legislature. The legislature writes the two-year budget. That's its constitutional power of the purse. The governor spends it. And the space between those two verbs is where this whole week happened.
Start with the cuts. The legislature's budget, in the majority's telling, funds needs, not wants. House Budget Chairman Jason Petrie said the goal was reining in escalating spending by the executive branch, and lawmakers held extra hearings to scrutinize agency requests. Even some critics called the budget restrained. That's the strongest version of their case, and it's a real one. Budgets are choices, and making them is literally the legislature's job.
Beshear's version? The choices landed on the most vulnerable people in the state. The cuts he announced touched Medicaid reimbursement rates, foster care provider payments, family assistance, senior meals, and behavioral health. And here's the twist. Republican leaders didn't defend the cuts. House Speaker David Osborne called them a cruel and unnecessary blow and said the budget had given the governor flexibility to protect priority services.
And that sentence, the speaker's own sentence, became the governor's permission slip. A week after the cuts, Beshear announced he was taking the legislature at its written word. The budget bill really does contain language about flexibility to use existing state funding to protect priority services for vulnerable Kentuckians.
So he moved $30 million, $25 million from an economic development project that never happened, which project his office hasn't said, and $5 million from an Eastern Kentucky University housing project that fell through when his federal grant collapsed. Dead money, in other words, redirected.
Where it goes. Support for 8,841 children in foster and residential care, and keeping about 1,500 Kentuckians from losing family assistance benefits. By the governor's own accounting, the plan blunts about half of the cuts, not all of them.
And then the dare. We'll see, he said, if the General Assembly means what they said, that I have flexibility, or if it was just meant to shift blame for the cuts they knew they were making. The answer comes from whether anyone sues, and if they do, the money's already moved.
So is this legal? Honest answer? It's untested, and we're not going to pretend otherwise. The legislature appropriates, governors execute, and budget bills often hand the executive some discretion on purpose. Whether this particular maneuver fits inside that discretion is exactly the kind of question a court would have to settle.
And there's even precedent cutting the governor's way, offered by Republicans themselves. Last fall, Beshear found $9 million in temporary support for senior meals, and the majority pointed to it as proof he already had the power to protect priorities. You can't have it both ways, the governor is betting. Either the flexibility is real, or the cuts were yours.
What makes it chess instead of checkers is the sequencing. By moving the money before anyone could object, he changed what a lawsuit would mean. The attorney general wouldn't be defending the power of the purse in the abstract. He'd be suing to claw money back from foster care providers, on the record, by name.
Now bring it home, because the same fight has a Lexington price tag. In May, with gas prices climbing, Beshear used an emergency order to knock a dime a gallon off the state gas tax. The extension required local governments to opt in. As of this week, 37 cities and counties had.
Lexington is not one of them. Fayette County opted out. So as of June 11th, Lexington drivers went back to paying the full gas tax while drivers in 37 other communities kept the discount.
Why would a city turn down a tax cut? Nobody from the city has explained it on the record, so we won't invent a reason. But the documented trade-off is real. The state transportation cabinet told lawmakers the cut cost the road fund about $26.8 million in a single month. And the road fund is what paves roads and funds local projects.
Henderson's mayor, explaining his own city's opt-out, did the math out loud. Jeopardizing road projects wasn't worth a temporary discount of less than $5 a month for most drivers. And there's a sharper edge. The Senate Transportation Chairman, Jimmy Higdon, suggested that when lawmakers backfill the road fund next year, they should take the money from the cities and counties that participated. The governor called that threatening local governments. The senator calls it fairness to everyone else.
Step back and the week makes one picture. The same two institutions fought three rounds, the budget cuts and the $30 million counter, the gas tax and the road fund threat, and a third flare-up over medical cannabis. The House Majority Whip asked the Attorney General to ensure state agencies don't cooperate with the governor's order expanding qualifying conditions, and said participating businesses should be prosecuted. Bashir called that a complete lack of humanity. A new record low.
Three rounds, one question. When the branches disagree in the middle of a budget, who decides what Kentucky actually does? The Constitution gives the legislature the purse. Practice gives the governor the spending wheel. And this week, the wheel moved first.
What to watch? Whether the Attorney General or legislative leaders take the dare and file. If they don't, a precedent quietly sets. Flexibility means what the governor says it means. If they do, Kentucky gets a court case about its own checkbook.
That's Town Brands for today. The budget documents, the Lanterns reporting, and our gas tax coverage, including Fayette's opt-out, are linked in the show notes.
Town Branch is produced by the Lexington Times. Our voices are synthetic and our scripts are drafted with AI.
From Lexington Times reporting and the public record, then fact check before air.
Sources for every episode at feeds.lexingtonky.news/podcast. We'll see you down the creek.